Number 21. Dick was a clever boy, but his parents were poor, so he had to work in his spare time and during his holidays to pay for his education. In spite of this, he managed to get to the university. But it was so expensive to study there that during the holidays he found it necessary to get two jobs at the same time, so as to earn enough money to pay for his studies. One summer, he managed to get a job in a butcher's shop during the daytime, and another in a hospital at night. In the shop, he learnt to cut meat up quite nicely, so the butcher often left him to do all the serving while he went into a room behind the shop to do the accounts. In the hospital, on the other hand, he was, of course, allowed to do only the simplest jobs, like helping to lift people and to carry them from one part of the hospital to another. Both at the butcher's shop and at the hospital, Dick had to wear white clothes. One evening at the hospital, Dick had to help to carry a woman from her bed to the place where she was to have an operation. The woman was already feeling frightened at the thought of the operation before he came to get her. But when she saw Dick, that finished her. "No, no," she cried, "not my butcher. I won't be operated on by my butcher," and fainted away.
One. Who was a clever boy? Two. Whose parents were poor? Three. What did Dick have to do? Four. What did he find it necessary to do during the holidays? Five. Where did he manage to get a job one summer? Six. What did he learn in the shop? Seven. What was he allowed to do in the hospital? Eight. What did Dick have to wear both at the butcher's shop and at the hospital? Nine. Why was the woman already frightened? Ten. Why did she faint away?